Franklin Graham, I tend to believe Trump's claim election rigged. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 21, 2020. Reverend Franklin Graham detailed in a Facebook post Saturday many of the ways in which the Democrats and media have maligned and falsely accused President Donald Trump. The Christian leader, who is president of charity Samaritan's Purse, and a supporter of Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, summarized. In 2016, Donald J. Trump told the American people that the government was spying on him. The media said that he was paranoid. The Obama administration and the Democrats said that this was an absolute lie and that Donald Trump was not fit to be president, only for us to find out later that the U.S. government did spy on Donald Trump, and what he had said was in fact true. Then we spent the next 2 years with the president under investigation for collusion with the Russians. The president said there was no collusion, but night after night, the media and the Democrats said there was collusion. After an investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller, it turned out to be false, there was no collusion. President Trump was right again. Then the Democrats impeached him over a phone call. The president has been maligned, falsely accused, and attacked on every front since before the election in 2016, Graham wrote. When President Trump says that this election has been rigged or stolen, I tend to believe him. He has a track record of being right. Graham concluded by asking his followers for prayers for Trump, Joe Biden, and our nation, that we will get through this, and for God's will be done. Last week, Graham posted that he is grateful to God for the past 4 years during which Trump has been president. People have asked if I am disappointed about the election. He wrote, and reflected he is grateful to God that for the last 4 years he gave us a president who protected our religious liberties. Grateful for a president who defended the lives of the unborn. Standing publicly against abortion and the bloody smear it has made on our nation. Grateful for a president who nominated conservative judges to the Supreme Court and to our federal courts. He continued, grateful for a president who built the strongest economy in 70 years with the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years before the pandemic.